Hello everyone, my name is Melanie Velasquez, and today I'm interviewing Pam Knox outside of the J. Phil Campbell Senior Research and Education Center in Watkinsville, Georgia. Pam Knox is the Senior Public Service Associate Director of the University of Georgia Weather Network and Agricultural Climatologist.
Cattle don't like to be hot. And if they're hot, they get fussy, and that means they don't eat as much, so they're not putting as much weight on, which means that the meat production is reduced. If they're dairy cattle, they don't like the heat because, again, they don't want to eat, so they're not producing as much milk, and the yield of the milk goes down. They're also less fertile, so they don't really produce as many baby calves. And so that's an issue for farmers because they might have to, try to get them pregnant twice instead of just one time. That costs money. When animals are hot, just like humans, they get grouchy. If you don't cool off at night, it's not good for your health. It puts a lot of stress. And if you have several days in a row where it's really hot, then that's a really big issue because the health of the animals start to go down. Just like we see in people, if it's really hot for several days in a row, especially if you don't have air conditioning, that's a really big issue. And so as climate change goes up, especially as those nighttime temperatures go up even more than daytime temperatures do, we expect to see more problems with cattle health and just, not really feeling well and putting on less weight, which all costs the farmers money. We also know that for some crops like corn, nighttime temperatures can also be important. And so for nighttime temperatures, if it's too hot at night, the corn also needs a period of cooling off at night. And the corn puts on less weight. And so because farmers are pretty much paid by the weight of the corn, they get their yields reduced, and so their income's reduced. Climate change costs a lot of different things. If you have to put on more water, then you have to pay to pump that water. And so you're paying for more fuel, unless you have solar pumps. And so that's expensive. If you have to put out more chemicals to fight against pests, maybe the pests like warmer conditions, then you have to pay for that, that pesticide, and you have to pay for the tractor to go across the field to put it on the crops. So all of that costs money. And if there's also reduced yields, then the income that they get from that is also reduced. And so that's an issue.
Thank you, Pam Knox, for allowing me to interview you in regards to how climate change is affecting Georgia's agriculture. And I thank those for listening in to this interview. Signing off, Melanie Velasquez.